producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Is there a doctor in the house?
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Doctor.
It's time for Advanced Medicine Monday with Dr. Rashid Batar.
I'm a doctor, not a bricklayer.
I'm a doctor, not a mechanic.
I'm a doctor, not a coal miner.
The doctor is in.
In the comfortable place between Christmas and New Year's, advanced medicine must continue. And Dr. Batar is not taking the day off. Thank you, my friend. happy, whatever the in-between time it is.
Yeah, it's actually a really nice time. I like the time between Christmas and New Year's only because everybody is... Most people are off, you know, it's a time you can get a lot of work done. I wish it was the one part of the year that could just last forever.
I'm in agreement with you. It is a special time. It's like one of the few times where I feel like, even though I'm not totally unplugged, that I feel more relaxed because a lot of expectations are lowered from everybody because we're distracted into that holiday mode. And it's, you know, it's like, what do we got to do to figure that thing out to make that last for sure?
Exactly, and it's always a period where it's not a reaction period. Mm-hmm. It's not a period where you're reacting all the time. You're in a proactive state, and no matter how slow you go, you're still faster than everybody else.
Yeah, that's interesting in between, yeah. That is very funny. But anyway, like I said, it's a good time. People are kind of, you feel like the energy sort of shifts this transition, at least, you know, even if it's only a mental and emotional thing, it's very important. And you start looking forward, in a sense, to say, hey, how can we create our future anew? Whether it's, well, we know the reality is that it can be done at any time, but more energy is put toward that at this time of the year than any other. So this is the time of the year where we get to kind of, I guess, just forget the old stuff and move to the creating anew. We're looking forward to the new year, and this is where people focus that energy on that creative power, which we do know we have all of the time, but it's more emphasized at this time of the year.
Yeah, the emphasis of the renewed birth, and that's why people do the New Year's resolutions. I think it's the one part of the year where everybody's motivated to make that change. And the key is, of course, to be able to sustain it and continue it throughout the year. But it is a period that, at least in my patient population, I always reemphasize the 9 steps and remind people this is a time for you to add on one additional component of each of the 9 steps. Because, as you know, in the book, we have multiple different things that people can do for each step. So my whole point has always been do at least one component for each of the 9 steps. And if you can't do that, then just do one component of one of the steps and then add an additional component of each step until you have one component from each of the 9 steps incorporated. Then start adding a second component, then a third component, fourth component, et cetera, because too much at one time is obviously always overwhelming. So the old adage of how do you eat an elephant one bite at a time
yes.
is the same type of thing.
Well, and that's the thing about the New Year's resolution. Sometimes suddenly people get delusions of grandeur and thinking they can transform their whole lives in one day. And although I'm not saying it's never been done, it's very much the exception rather than the rule. Most people have to do that one bite at a time scenario.
Yeah, and I think that even if you are successful at changing everything all at one time, the problem is that it's such a rapid and significant shift that what goes up must come down type of scenario. It's too much, and so you can't sustain it. You can't maintain the momentum. It's almost like a sprint, and it's much better. If a person can sprint and continue with that sprint, that's fine, but it's generally not realistic, and I'd much rather a person just start walking and get used to the walking and then maybe a jog and then get up to the sprints. But if you just start sprinting, you can't sustain that sprint throughout the whole year. And, you know, it's a lot better to do something slowly and steadily as a tortoise or the
tortoise and the hare.
Yeah, exactly. Versus a hare that sprints and then is exhausted and can't go anymore.
Yeah, exactly. No, this is good. Now, we've, over the years together, we love talking about transformation of consciousness, shifts that occur. And I was thinking, you know, what kind of shift could be occurring, even though, you know, people are still getting vaccinated, people still believe or perceive that vaccines actually do what they claim to do in terms of preventing disease, when we acknowledge that they actually create more harm than good that they might claim to do. There is an interesting story here that we can wrap up the year and kind of move toward with a little bit more light on this subject matter. Our good friend Sayer G from Green Med Info spotlighted a new published article in the journal Vaccine. It talks about multiple infant vaccines are linked to dramatically increased mortality. And in layman's terms, it means if you take one vaccine, okay. But if you start combining one to two to three at the same time, suddenly mortality goes up exponentially. It reminds me of some of the things that you've said over the years here, like about LDs, lethal dose. What is LD50, LD1? And you said how LD1 and LD1 of one thing and another add together equals LD50 or 100. I mean, it's just exponential, and I think they're acknowledging this for the first time.
Yeah, and so that in that example that you just gave, it's LD1 of mercury and the LD1 of lead together in the same patient population as an LD100, meaning it'll kill all 100 people out of that group. And I find most interesting about this particular article is that it was published in a mainstream vaccine journal. It's not published in a anti-vaccine publication, but it's actually in the mainstream vaccine journal. But did you say it's called the Journal of Vaccines?
Yeah, it's called Journal Vaccine. And of course, Green Med Info does a lot of, let's say, scouring of the medical literature to do articles that you'll never see in the mainstream media, right? If they're going to cover this, they'll ignore the finding and they'll probably actually not report on this at all, because it's pretty damning to the idea of more vaccines are better. One of the stories we covered in 2015 here, wrapping it up, is the fact that Mississippi, I believe, has the highest infant mortality rate. But does that correlate, because they also have the highest vaccine compliance rate, like 99.7% of all children entering kindergarten?
And they also have the highest autism rate.
Yes, exactly. And you start putting those things together, and it's like, how long can you keep that under wraps? And here's another example. Although, you know, you will not probably see this article in the mainstream media, we will acknowledge that you can find it, and you can go yourself and see it in the publication of a mainstream journal here. This is a medical journal. This is not, you know, some alternative news site, although the coverage is coming from what's considered an alternative news site.
Well, it would be most interesting to see what the pro-vaccine groups, how they would try to address this or acknowledge, you know, what's being said. I'm sure they're going to detract from the study and create issues or try to make excuses why they came up with that data. But, I mean, it's anybody who looks at the data objectively, you and I have said this for many years, I mean, maybe on the air, 5 years, 6 years, but for decades,
yeah,
that there's a clear synergistic destructive component when you put these things together. And so I'm just kind of curious how they're going to try to explain this one away.
Yeah, and just so you know, one of the conclusions, and I'll read the sentence and quote it exactly. It says, in line with previous studies of DTP, that's diphtheria tetanus pertussis combination, the present results indicate that pentavalent vaccine co-administered with the measles vaccine and the yellow fever vaccine is associated with increased mortality. I mean, they're not pulling any punches there. In fact, it lists the degree of increased mortality within the body of the observational study. So it's pretty damning. And you know, this was the thing, like last year in the Republican primary debates, where they tried to pile on Donald Trump for saying that he sees problems with these vaccines, that there's mental issues, and even Rand Paul, who is a physician, acknowledged it, and then ultimately Ben Carson, neurosurgeon, said, hey, maybe we're giving too much too soon. They're all acknowledging something that's now validated within the scientific journals. How will they continue to be attacked if they bring this up again?
Well, I'm impressed that they are actually bringing it up, but I guess if they're all on the same sheet of music, then there's probably not too much fallout that they're going to have to deal with, because if it was just one, maybe the rest would attack. But if there's three or four of them actually talking about the same components and acknowledging that there may be an issue, then probably none of them will have any political fallout from it. But it is interesting as far as the fact that this is an area that's being emphasized in politics now, whereas maybe 15, you know, even 10 years ago, I don't think people really talked about this. And if you did, you risked political genocide.
Yeah, and, well, and I don't know where this is going to go in 2016. I'm not going to make predictions on the presidential battle, but I will say, again, a guy like Donald Trump, who seems to be off the hook in terms of nobody's handling him, right? Because typically politicians are very much in a narrow field. You can say this, don't say this, don't go outside this box. And I think, if I can put it this way, spirit demands that more communication happen on things that are supposedly untouchable in previous years. And however it's going to get out there, it's going to get out there.
Yeah, I think that's true. I think your description of him being handled or having a handler, it's pretty accurate that he doesn't seem to. But again, somebody who is as outspoken as him and doesn't have a handler, he may not be something that the puppet masters really want. And so from that perspective, I don't think he's realistically got a chance, even though he may be the leader right now. I don't think that the powers will be will ever let somebody that's as out of control or as canon as yes. he has, you know, become it. So
uncontrollable, as they say. And you know, the thing is, we need more of that uncontrollability, because it's precisely the controllability, not just of presidential candidates, but of the public at large, that has facilitated this acceptance of dangerous injections as a standard of care and accepting it as something that is good.
Yeah, I think that's probably an accurate statement. I think anybody that the puppet masters can't control is a good thing for society as a whole.
Yeah. All right, well, we're up on our first break here. Advanced Medicine continues. Remember, robertscottbell.com for all of the links each and every week. You can go to many of the banners we have linked up, including if you want to participate in the vanvcd.org. We've got that linked up so you can publish your data and access it immediately. We need more people to do that to get better perspectives on the benefit or detriment of vaccination. We want you to let us know. Go there, check it out. Also, medicalrewind.com is the easiest place to access all of the archives that Dr. Bitar and I do here once we are done with the show. They go there, and you can listen in. Hundreds of hours available to you. Back after this.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you're engaging in the exercise of a right, remember there is no permission required. And the freedom to care for your health without governmental interference, it's been lost. Why has it been lost? How has it been lost? Well, we've got a national case of Alzheimer's disease.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom.
I mean, what else would you call forgetting the entire history of government on planet Earth, much less our own American history, which was founded in individual liberty, not government permission for everything, especially our care of our health.
The voice of health, freedom, and liberty.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including the 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Prostitucci on the left hand side. Prostitucci on the left hand side. It's a
football. You need to start joining, man. Hey, looks like a quarter pounder, man.
Yay, it's time for, well, one of our favorite times of the day, or week, or month. I don't know how often we can do these things.
420? No, you're off by like,
any time of the day we get a cannabis update. Of course, not all of the cannabis updates are happy stories. And I know we talk about the pushback against the plant that God created, and of course the medicinal qualities and nutrient, if we will, properties as well. To normalize function, to help us deal with stress, do all the wonderful things we like to do, and how this plant can be of great benefit, and how wrongfully it was vilified by not only the medical establishment, but a lot of establishments, a lot of corporations, a lot of industries that said, we got to keep this stuff off the market. In the meantime, as we re-embrace nature and the natural world, we find that this plant has a lot to offer. And, you know, the recreational use is one out of 25,001 and counting uses. So whatever, for whatever reason you like it, love it. We appreciate cannabis as a plant that is so good for us in so many ways. Do we have Stuart Tomp back on the program? Not yet. Okay, we're looking forward to hearing from Stuart from Cannavest in a moment. One of the updates here, if I can look at here, cannabis drug, and I want to ask Stuart about this because he's really up on this. Cannabis drug shows promise in treating schizophrenia. Because this story is really interesting to me, because some people have described when if they smoke a lot of weed, they get kind of paranoid. Maybe even a split personality develops. And yet that would be the law of similars in homeopathy. We could take the homeopathic form of cannabis and reverse that. But if they're saying they could synthesize it, they're looking like this GW Pharmaceuticals wants to corner the market, perhaps on a synthetic form, I'm not sure, to address as a drug. And this could be dangerous for us here in America, where we embrace the plant as a natural substance that can be ingested as a food, as a supplement to the diet. And that includes the cannabidiol, the CBD, that we utilize here. Many people are using it for pain management instead of resorting to strange and dangerous pain drugs. opiates, etc. Many people are using it to address their anxiety. Whether the companies can say that they're being used for that purposes or not, it's irrelevant on one level that you have the freedom to choose to use this plant and all the wonders that it has for you. So CBD tested in 88 patients with schizophrenia who failed to respond to antipsychotic medications, and they found that there was significant benefit beyond placebo. The only question I have on this, because it doesn't link to the original study, are they looking to use CBD or a synthetic form of CBD? Not clear to me yet in this story. Let me see the other story here. This one is another tragedy, and the thing that makes me not happy when I have to do these cannabis updates, but perhaps by spotlighting and highlighting them, we can point out the wrongs that are being done to our veterans, for instance, who are coming back disfigured, dismembered, in pain, injured, PTSD, etc. And the only option, by and large, the VA is offering is the pain pills that we talk about that are destroying their liver, their kidneys, their digestive system, causing them to move into addiction and not addressing anything along with the inflammation that is so present in the bodies of these veterans. And here's a story out of Cannabis Now magazine about a veteran of the Vietnam War who was denied pain medication just last week because he tested positive for cannabis. Gary Dixon, a 65-year-old disabled vet who has experienced decades of health problems after being exposed to Agent Orange. Thank you very much, Pentagon and DuPont, Monsanto. Was told by his doctor at the Veterans Administration that he could no longer receive painkillers because a drug test determined that he had cannabis in his system. How disgusting is that? Utilizing a plant for pain management, and now he can't get the pain meds or other things that he needs, the services he needs, because our government, if we can call it that, has deemed it fit to declare it a scheduled substance that has no value, only danger, only addiction, when the science is overwhelming, in this case certainly, that it has great value, that it is not addictive, and that it can reverse so many things that their drugs are not reversing, but are making worse. You got to read this story. Again, my heart goes out to him, his family, and to all the vets out there suffering not only PTSD, but pain disorders, other things, that the VA is failing miserably. And I can't, you know, blame the doctors and nurses necessarily, the VA. They're only able to deliver what the higher-ups in the federal government do, and of course they are bought off, once again, by the drug industry. So to consider utilizing a non-patented, non-pharmaceutical substance from the natural world, we can't have that. Oh, yeah, we can. And we will. It will change. It is changing. And you're part of that change. One of the ways you can do that is ask your local mom-and-pop health food store to pick up the CBD plus CBD oil from Cannavest and get it out to everybody. Be right back.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert, we'll be right back.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Way today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing new I've actually added to my routine is One World Way. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Yeah.
We've had an amazing year here at Supernatural Silver. We've truly enjoyed the fantastic response from thousands of people as they've tried our extraordinary product, and we're thrilled at the life-changing results people have. Our company email is continually full of happy, satisfied customers who thank us for the help they've received from Supernatural Silver. This holiday season, as you think of gifts to give your loved ones, consider giving Supernatural Silver, a gift that can help provide good health and wellness, a gift that can change lives and make a real difference. In a world where we are constantly exposed to dangerous health threats, give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Give Supernatural Silver. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HOLIDAY2015 for 20% off. And this holiday season, we wish you and yours the blessings of peace and good health from all of us here at SupernaturalSilver.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Another coincidence, perhaps. Children playing on recycled rubber matted playgrounds reporting higher incidences of cancer. Is it just, again, another coincidence? Is it just anecdotal? And there's more news stories coming out about this, as even some are calling for senatorial or congressional hearings over this. In fact, senators call for independent crumb rubber study, turf study, as they call it, because of the concerns about
Well, has the EPA done its homework in relation to these recycled tire playgrounds? And I haven't looked into this all that detail, but it's got to be a mess putting those tires together. It's not just natural rubber.
So what exactly is it, Robert? Is it the synthetic components during the process of making this into a commercializable product, or is it what is it? I guess it's the oil remnants, from the oil manufacturing aspect of the rubber, or what is it?
Well, they're really scratching their heads on this because they're saying the EPA has not really done any serious homework, if you will, or studies on this. So it's one of those cases where, like, if you can declare GMO safe and you say, well, have we done the studies? No, but we're just sure it's safe. Why? Well, the manufacturer said it was good, right? And I'm not opposed to the concept of recycling. None of us are. It's just a matter of if you're recycling already toxic substances into things that kids are going to be interacting with, would it not be reasonable to say, hey, maybe we should look into this a little harder before we just blanket say, yeah, recycling is always good?
Yeah, it reminds me of something a little bit unrelated, not necessarily recycling related, but if you remember, Time magazine did an article a number of years back where they were talking about the childhood playgrounds where they were using wood that's treated with arsenic.
Yes, right. Arsenic-laced wood because of the preservative agents that they were using. That's right.
Exactly. And of course, the conclusion of that article was, well, children that have been playing on an outdoor playground with exposure to this arsenic should actually be encouraged to wash their hands, as if that's going to really do anything to prevent the toxicity.
What they should have been doing was providing free doses of arsenicum album homeopathics to start the detox process immediately once they're off the playground and then come to see you.
And, well, the homeopathic utilization would by far be something that would be efficacious compared to what, and even a patient coming to see somebody like me, mm-hmm. The problem is, you know, you really can't do that on a wide scale basis. There are not that many doctors out there that are actually treating heavy metal toxicity. So, you know, the use of a homeopathic, I can't envision anything more effective on a wide scale level. Except for maybe the transdermals, you know, for the chelators.
Sure.
And then you need that as a prescription. So from a homeopathic standpoint, it is the most practical and the most widely accessible therapeutic for everybody. But it just made me think about the playgrounds because, again, you talk about the recycling of this.
They said they acknowledge in these pulverized tires do contain carcinogens. And they're even turning this into like fake grass. I haven't seen this, but these green nylon blades of grass also being made from similar substances.
Well, they use this in playgrounds, though, for the base, so that kids fall.
The cushioning, yes.
The cushioning, exactly. So they're using the tires cut up in that basis, I know. And so that way, when a child's on the monkey bars and they fall or something, you know, they've got some type of something to rebound or bounce off of. But again, what type of exposure are the children getting? That's what made me think of the arsenic-laden wood.
Well, and this is the thing. It's not, you know, they'll probably plausibly say, we are, plausible deniability, that concept is that they could say, well, our turf does not cause it because it's not the only thing, right? And always that concept in medicine is one cause, one cure, as if that's really the case in all cases. Although when we've discussed mercury, that is probably the biggest of the causes per se, you know, more than any other heavy metal. But the reality is that we don't say that other things are not also contributing. That's where we started today with the LD1 plus LD1 equal LD100 and the combination of one vaccine, even though we might disagree with its necessity, might not be as dangerous. In fact, it's not as dangerous as three at the same time, for instance.
Right. So if one causes X amount of damage and two causes X amount of damage and three causes X amount of damage, all three together aren't going to cause 3X damage.
Correct.
They're going to be more like 4.5X damage. And I think that there's a interesting component to this is that when we start looking at synergism, whether it be something that's negative or positive, so you could actually look at this from a positive perspective and say, you know, exercise is going to give you such benefit, diet is going to give you such benefit, and prayer and meditation is going to give you X benefit. But if you put them all three together, you're not going to get 3X benefit. You're going to get a 4.5X benefit, meaning that whether or not you're looking at something that's destructive and negative or something that's positive and constructive, I believe that the physiological system, whether it's not just a human, but any type of physiological system, has a way of exponentially increasing the benefit or the detriment from the environmental trigger. And I think that the more we start to realize this in our positions, meaning as healers, or people start realizing it from their perspective as consumers, then they realize that it doesn't take that much of doing a couple of good things to really get exponential benefit, far greater than you would expect.
I love that concept because it takes that which is often only, let's say, argued in a negative context, like what we brought up. The 1+1+1 is not 3 in terms of the vaccine issue or this playground issue with recycled rubber matting, if you will. It's not that that's the only thing that is of concern, because you have a perfectly healthy child otherwise not exposed to toxins and he occasionally plays on a rubber mat. I would not be the one to argue that that would be the definitive, oh, he's definitely going to get cancer, right? It's a little of everything. That's what, you know, we talk about, you talked about extensively in the 9 steps to keep the doctor away as well. It's not one thing, it's everything. But the positive side of it, the accumulative side, the additive side of it, when you're doing those good things for your health by making that one thing different if you're starting in the new year or two, or, you know, and you get that plus factor in a good way.
Right, because I think the way that the ultimate engineer created our systems, it was to take the outside, and if we do the right things or we do the wrong things, we get a greater reward than the linear measurement of each one of those things, or a greater detriment, you know. Of course, there is a genetic predisposition and a biological individuality, so you can have two people that smoke, and one is like George Burns and smokes for 99 years and is fine, and then another person, you know, looks at a cigarette, ends up getting lung cancer. So there's that component to it. But generally speaking, I think that whether you do something good or something bad, and you put multiple bad things together, you put multiple good things together, you're going to get an exponential, you know, reward, whether it be a reward that you want or a reward, you know, you reap the benefit or you pay the consequence, either way.
Yeah, I've often said in my own learning, if you will, about healing my own body, that when I made the leaps that I did to clean up the food that went into my body, I was paid back exponentially. It wasn't like I just ate one thing and I got it was and even economically it was fascinating to me how at the time I ate, and you know, in general they say organic food is more expensive, although we can argue that it's the least expensive food on earth when it comes to health and healing, compared to the back end of trying not to eat, you know, eating things that are just piss poor, let me just say it that way, are very toxic for you all over the long run. That indeed, by making the leap, by having that perception, that belief that you're worthy, that you're worth it, and making that investment, that you are paid a thousandfold in return. In fact, that you are able to afford things that you thought previously you couldn't afford, even if you did the math in your checkbook and said, no, I can't afford it. Somehow you made the leap and that you had the same amount left over, or maybe even more. The abundance began to sneak into your life because you had that willingness to take that risk. Okay, I'm going to humor the Creator and say I'm worthy. Right? You might not even believe it initially, but you go, I'm going to humor him. And just try it and see how it pays you back.
Yeah, and that's you're talking about it from an emotional, psychological, spiritual level, where people end up having this own issue where they think whether they're worthy or not. But, you know, if you even take that aside for a second, you will, and this is one of those universal principles, again, similar to that exponential return, whether it be positive or negative, I think this is another one of those universal laws. You end up paying the price sooner or later. So you can end up getting, okay, you need an addition done to your house. And you get 3 bids, and one's the cheapest, and one's most expensive, and one's in the middle of the ground. And you go with the cheapest. Chances are, you know, if the guy's that far under everybody else, you're going to end up paying the price in the long run. Because, yeah, you're going to pay less there in the beginning, but then you're going to have more leakage and more foundational issues and more, you know, structural issues because he didn't do a good job. So that's one reason I never go with the cheapest. And I never, you know, I don't usually go for the most expensive, but I usually try to look for the middle of the ground. And I'll tell you, sometimes I've gotten such a great reward, I've actually paid more for something than I had to, because I was so appreciative of the fact that I got something more than I expected. And this is one of those things where you go to a produce place and you buy something healthy. You may think in the beginning, like you said, you know, I'm not worthy, it's too expensive, I can go to the local grocery store and get something at half the price. But then when you milk is a perfect example, right?
Sure.
I used to do this with milk. My kids would get organic milk. My kids have always drank organic milk. My daughter, who's 22, you know, she has never been a milk drinker, but Abby from when he was just a year old, 6 months old, when he started drinking milk, he always got organic milk. Now, I myself drank milk, but I never drank the organic milk. And it was kind of like what you said, you know. I don't know whether it was a worthy thing. It was just like, you know, it doesn't matter for me. I want to make sure he's getting the clean stuff, but
sure,
it's not that big of a deal.
Well, and a lot of parents will do that. Well, they'll even do that for their pets sometimes more. They'll feed organic food to their animals and eat garbage themselves.
Without a doubt. I've seen that. The horse chiropractors, and they've got, you know, I had a patient that came to me, and she was actually had to get back. She was in a hurry because she had to get back to her horses because she had a acupuncturist coming to treat her horse. And her biggest complaint was her back pain. She wasn't
not taking care of it herself. Wow.
Exactly. Yeah. But the whole thing is that you start looking at this concept, you know, with the milk example, going back to it, I didn't think it was important. But then I remember I drank some Bobby's milk one day, and it tasted so much better. And then I started learning more about the bovine growth hormone, and I guess maybe he was about 4 or 5 years old, but when I realized that, it was about 12 years ago, I stopped drinking anything but organic milk, and I won't touch anything. In fact, that's when we ended up like 6 or 7 years ago, got our own cows and started milking them, et cetera, et cetera. But the point is, you go from one extreme to the other, and so you start realizing that, sure, I can think in my mind I'm not worth it. And let's say you don't, my kids are too important, and they're too, I have to spend more time with my kids, so I'm not going to work out. Well, again, in the book, I tell that story about that guy that came into the middle of the, you know, in the middle of the night, who was too busy taking care of his kids and working and blah, 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 and had sepsis because he had a walking pneumonia. I won't go into the story, but it's the same concept as, hey, I'm too busy to work out, and my kids are too important, so I'm not going to work out because their schedule is more important.
Right, not a good plan, but we do have to take a break, and I'm not too busy to do that because we have to. We're going to come back, continue this thought form, and wrap up Advanced Medicine in between holidays edition after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, Robert Scott Bell for the Doc of Detox here. How would it feel to not only be the wisest but the healthiest person in the room? What would it look like to no longer live in fear? How will it feel to truly be the healer of your body and the light that guides your family back to health? Well, now you can take back your power and get trained at the International Training Institute of Health. Go to itioh.com. Until we're trained correctly, we're going to suffer at the hands of those who think they know better. What would it feel like to never rely on the medical system ever again except for emergencies? How much more suffering, time, and money do you need to spend on treatments? It's time to get trained. Go to itioh.com. 35 years in the trenches has taught Dr. Daryl Wolf that no matter how good the treatment is, treatments are temporary at best, unless you take back your power and claim your universal right to self-healing. Thanks to Dr. Wolf, you can now go to docofdetox.com and itioh.com to take back your power and heal. Go there now, itioh.com. We have a great story from someone who's helped themselves to heal by using the botanical known as Carnivora. And we have a guest right now. Her name is Joni Nichols. This is quite a story.
Yes, it is. And, Robert, I was a mess. I had numerous infections. My hair was falling out all over the furniture. Mm-hmm. One of the scariest things was that my legs were swelling up out of control. It came to a head. Within 24 hours, I had gone into a coma.
Holy tamale.
Mom and Dad decided to get me Carnivore as a 6-week program. Within two weeks, Robert, the first thing I noticed was that I felt better waking up. Then I noticed that my hair wasn't all over the furniture. I'm like, oh, excited.
And she credits for all of it to her Carnivora protocol.
This is Richard Ostro, owner for Carnivora Research International. Call 1-866-836-8735. That's 1-866-836-8735. Or visit carnivora.com, carnivora.com. Call now.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range Camps to you February 6th through 14th, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
So if you're not worthy enough, you're too busy. I mean, even for a good reason. I have people that will take care of everybody else but themselves. It's like, how do you plan to take care of them if they really need it when you're kaput? Because exactly. You never took care of yourself.
Exactly. That's the thing. If you really do care about your kids and you really think that your kids are that important and their schedule is so important, then you better find time to work out. Otherwise, you're not going to be around to take them to their events or whatever it is. And that's the exact point, that if we really want to take care of those that we love, we have to remember that the best way for us to take care of them is by us taking care of ourselves. And it comes down to the same aspect from whether it's a dietary aspect or it's an actionable aspect like working out or scheduling or whatever the case is, taking time off, or even like the preventive aspect. It's not always what you think that you're doing from a superficial level that really makes a difference. In fact, more often than not, it's not the superficial. It's usually the deeper, more ingrained component that's going to really either you're going to reap the benefit from later on, or you're going to have to pay the consequence for because you didn't do what you were supposed to have done.
Right, right. Well, listen, obedience is an interesting term here, and part of the theme of what we're kind of talking about from the beginning today is, to whom will you be obedient, right? If we're obedient to the social consciousness, we must get our vaccines, we need to get drugs whenever they say, we need to send our kids to get indoctrinated at government schools or in indoctrination centers, as I call them, and even, I'd say, uber-liberal Matt Damon, the movie star, he did I think there was on YouTube, caught, he was talking about the problem that we're dealing with, and I think he was referencing Howard Zinn's 1970 speech. The problem is not civil disobedience. The problem is civil obedience. We've been way too obedient to people who want to enslave us.
Yeah, I think that is a very, very crucial point to bring up, because you saying civil obedience, I'm almost thinking that, Robert, it borders on complacency.
Sure. Yeah, that plays a huge role in it, complacency, because it's like, it's easier to just be obedient, right? If I got to do something that somebody says is not, you're going to have to deal with the consequences. Somebody might talk bad about you, or worst case scenario, you feel like the authorities are coming to get me. I'll be put on a list somewhere. But if you're not on a list at this point by government, you're not doing something right.
Yeah, I was going to say, I know you and I are definitely on the
list. Yeah, we hope it's on Santa's good, not naughty list, but I think we figured that out a long time ago. But I guess that's the issue here in 2016. Will there be more obedience through fear, or will we wake up through the fear that they will try to throw at all of us and say, no, we're throwing that fear off. That's not our burden to bear anymore. And we're going to be better examples for our kids.
I think that's a very important message, but I think even more important than that, Robert, is to remember that when you take action because you're motivated by fear, you are by definition wrong, and that we should never allow actions to be dictated by fear. We should always take the road less traveled, because the opposite of fear, people think is courage. It's not courage. It's love. Opposite of fear is love. Cowardness is the opposite of courage. But people, for whatever reason, sometimes think that fear is the opposite of courage, but it's not. Cowardness is opposite of courage. Opposite of fear is love. And so we have to love ourselves and our future generations in order to be able to do the right thing. We have to love enough to have the courage to do the right thing. And remember that fear, if you're motivated by fear, you by definition are wrong.
Well, and to reiterate what you said about the story of someone, you know, taking care of everybody else but not themselves because they don't have time, that vitamin L has to be focused inwardly first, because if you don't love yourself enough to care for yourself, again, we come back to the whole scenario of your intentions may have been right and good. You want to care for people, but your execution of it was really poor. And ultimately, we got to grow up and go, you know, we don't have an excuse for that anymore. We got to know better.
Yeah, exactly. That's one of those key components, and I think it's an evolutionary component that we as individuals and we as a society have to remember. That how can we really say that we love mankind when we are annihilating our, you know, pediatric population, our adolescent population with vaccines and maiming them? How can we say that we love the planet Earth when we're constantly destroying habitat and, you know, destroying the Amazon jungle? How can we say that we love anything and then in the same words, while saying those words, we're doing something that's completely contradictory and opposing that by our action?
Yeah, are we holding love hostage, in a sense?
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
It's fascinating. Well, we always enjoy our discussions. It's great in-between holiday discussion today, Dr. Bitar. Appreciate you so very much. And we are now out of time, but again, there's more time to do the things we're talking about here. And if you haven't picked up the book, The 9 Steps to Keep the Doctor Away, that's something that's a gift that'll keep on giving for the new year. Or go back and read the copy you have, as you'll find each time you read it, you'll learn another new thing to implement. So with that, take us out.
The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott, the Bell, Robert Show. Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care, as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.